It's the Fed's most long-term COVID-19 recovery outlook to date, with the expectation of no change in interest rates for several years. That, Jerome Powell said, would hopefully limit lasting damage to the economy. He also allowed for more tolerance on inflation, with a gradual rise to its 2% target, which it doesn't see it reaching until the end of 2023. At this final meeting before the US presidential election, the Fed's assessment of unemployment was far from rosy. It expects the jobless rate to decline to 7.6% by the end of this year, 5.5% by the end of next year, still far above the pre-COVID level of around 3.5%. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.